The parents of the young doctor who was tragically raped and murdered at Kolkata's Arga Kar Medical College and Hospital said they were not disappointed about missing an opportunity to meet Union Minister Amit Shah during his recent visit to West Bengal on the 27th of October. The couple, who had previously written to the minister on the 22nd of October seeking an appointment, remain hopeful that they may be able to meet him at a later time. "We understand that as Union Home Minister, he has substantial responsibilities. It must have been challenging for him to make time for us during his brief, day-long visit," the mother of the deceased doctor shared with PTI on Thursday. Despite not being able to secure an audience with Shah, she expressed empathy for his demanding schedule and continued optimism for a future meeting. Amit Shah's recent visit on the 27th of October marked his first visit to West Bengal following the April-May Lok Sabha elections and, notably, came after the violent attack and death of the doctor on duty at the state-run hospital on the 9th of August, an incident that triggered protests across the country. Local BJP leaders had reportedly planned to arrange a meeting between Shah and the bereaved parents, though, ultimately, this could not be organized. "Perhaps one day we will have the chance to meet him," the medic's mother told Bengali news channel ABP Ananda. In addition to addressing their experience, the parents criticized the newly formed Junior Doctors Association, a group perceived as a counterpart to the West Bengal Junior Doctors Forum, which had been actively protesting to demand justice for the late medic, as well as calling for enhanced security in state-run hospitals. "What authority does this new association hold?" the mother asked, challenging the relevance of the group. "Did they ever show support or protest after the death of our daughter? Many members of this association are reportedly aligned with what we see as a culture of intimidation and threats," she said. The aggrieved junior doctors have been vocal about the alleged presence of an LS quo threat culture in the government healthcare sector, accusing a section of medical professionals, faculty members, and officials of fostering an environment of intimidation and harassment. In a moment of reflection, the mother recounted how her daughter would lovingly decorate their home with lights every year in celebration of Kali Puja. "After the fireworks, the three of us and M-dash, my husband, daughter, and I and M-dash, would go pandal hopping and enjoy a meal out. This year, our home is steeped in darkness. We pray to Goddess Kali for justice and for punishment to all those involved in the crime," she added, with a heavy heart. The family continues to mourn the loss of their daughter, hoping that her tragic death will bring about stronger security and justice within the medical and healthcare community.